The black and white logo for Altitude is followed by the rippling orange and white logo for Accord Film and a list of the 9 organisations that have supported this animated film. A honeybee lands on a red rose on the high hedge that surrounds the rabbit school, hidden in the middle of a forest. Cherry blossom falls from branches and lands on a pool showing the reflection of a young bunny in a red dress and white shirt. She scrutinizes her top knot of hair, caught up in a red hairband. She dips her hairbrush into the water and brushes it to her satisfaction. A younger bunny runs towards her.
Hey, Emmy, can't you hear it? The bell just rang. We're going to be late. Then let's go.
She hops across stepping stones and joins Ernie. They follow a path flanked by silver birches, cross a well-manicured lawn where school desks face a blackboard under the spreading branches of a venerable old tree.
I hope they don't start without us.
An elderly rabbit in Edwardian clothes raises his glasses mildly disapprovingly at their tardiness.
Ah, it's about time. Hop on in.
Sorry.
He follows them down into the sacred hall of the egg, a circular room with a glass dome ceiling covered in camouflaging vegetation. A white rabbit holds a bowl of swirling mist. Young bunnies sit on benches round a large egg in the middle of the room. Emmy sounds a gong.
Now we'll hear the story of the Easter eggs.
A long time ago, there was a winter with so much snow that the animals in the forest couldn't find anything to eat and were dependent on the help of the humans. And as the snow began to melt, the animals wanted to show their gratitude. The chickens gave eggs. Everyone helped in dyeing them different colors.
And the spry rabbits carried them to the children.
And that's how Easter came to be. But when the foxes saw just how much the rabbits were loved for this, they wanted to deliver the Easter eggs too. But the foxes' hearts weren't in it. All that Easter work was just too much. Hiding the eggs was too much trouble. Many Easter baskets remained empty, and Easter almost disappeared.
Oh.
The animals gathered together
and
decided from then on there should only be Easter rabbits. As a symbol of this, they were presented with a golden egg to give them inner strength and courage.
An egg that we rabbits have kept well hidden ever since.
So that Easter will never be endangered again.
The images in the mist that accompany her words fade away.
And now you all will soon be able to take part in the Easter rabbit examinations to bring the spirit of Easter out into the world and joy to all the children.
Emmy joins the lineup of bunnies by the egg, but is measured by her grandfather and found to be too short.
And may it always remind us of our mission as Easter rabbits.
Frustrated, Emmy bangs the gong with all her might, and one of the ceiling windows in the dome above falls open. 3 foxes, up to no good in the forest beyond the rabbit school, are fashioning a rope trap in the trees.
Since when do we need a trap to catch rabbits?
Hmm? What are they up to?
Our golden egg.
Madam Hermione sweeps the red cloth from the golden egg. It glows. Using a telescope, Ferdinand the Fox spies the golden egg through the open window of the glass dome.
I don't believe it. That's where the golden egg's hidden. The golden egg.
His lanky brother Lawrence is tying rope together in the trees. He loses his grip and falls on top of chubby Bruno, who's standing underneath. Rabbit School, Guardians of the Golden Egg, audio described by Tacey. In the city, Max, a cool young rabbit, is taking a shower hidden behind a floral shower curtain. His brick-walled underground home is a hodgepodge of salvaged and misappropriated items. He grabs an orange and blue t-shirt with a stylized rabbit head design from his bed, wipes the steam from a wall mirror and checks his reflection. Image approved, he applies underarm aerosol. The cloud it produces makes him cough. He stares at the aerosol approvingly and pops it into the waistband of his low-slung blue jeans. He applies gel, scrubs at the tufts of blonde hair on his head, grunts his approval, then grabs a blue and green knitted beanie with ear holes from his bed and puts it on. He stares at a newspaper clipping of a cool skateboarding rabbit and pulls the beanie lower over his face. He poses and winks approvingly at his reflection, turns out the lights and climbs a metal ladder. He lifts a manhole cover, situated in a strip of grass in the centre of a busy road, and checks his surroundings. Boxy cars and passing pedestrians pound the urban streets. Max travels along the pavement, ducking into doorways as humans pass by. He slouches under a board advertising an extra, extra large meal deal for $3.99. He sneaks under a cloth-covered fruit and vegetable display outside a shop. and uses his ears to steal a rosy red apple. He's observed by a lean, black-clothed rabbit across the road, who grunts approvingly at Max's underhand behaviour. He eats his apple as he struts along the street. He waves at an elderly rabbit in a pushchair. Max spies a row of circular containers displayed on a table outside a store and casts aside his apple. He knocks the end of one row with his ears, scoots under the table and catches the ball.
Yo, what's this?
He pulls out a sticky hand and uses it to retrieve a pink leaflet abandoned on the ground.
Nice.
He meets with two skater-style dressed rabbits.
Hey, what's up, dudes?
Yo, what's up?
Ibam.
Cool.
Yo. Hey, Holmes.
Dig, bin shopping. Brand new store just opened.
Oh, nah, too far. I'll get blisters on my paws, yo.
Yo, who said anything about walking, huh?
Max impales a meaty treat on the end of a stick.
Hey, chill, man. It's for a good cause.
Using the meat treat as a steering device, the rabbits ride on the back of a pampered poodle along the streets towards the newly opened store advertised in the leaflet. They pass curious humans and the cool, dressed in black dude of a rabbit who was watching Max earlier. Reaching their destination, they hop off the pooch and dive into a red display crate of cuddly pink teddy bears.
What I tell you, huh?
Whoa, it's the leader of the Shockwave Rabbits.
Yo, dude, you're pretty dope, huh?
Who, me? Yeah, I guess so.
Easter Sunday, 12 o'clock, behind the old freight yard.
Oh.
On leaving, the Shockwave Rabbit flicks a black rabbit token at Max.
Wait, what's going down there?
Gang tryouts. But only if you're there. See you around.
He hitches a ride on the back of a passing truck.
Whoa.
Max stares at the token.
Oh man, oh man. They make you do tough stuff in those tryouts.
Hey Max, do you really want to join the gang?
The Shockwave Rabbits? Like, of course I do, hombres. That is the coolest gang around. And you only get one chance in your lifetime.
And what about us, huh?
Yeah, guess he'll just be ditching us.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, once I'm in the gang, bros, I'll get you in too, deal?
Okay.
Really? Ear bump? Duh, of course. It'll be way cooler.
Max checks his reflection in the window.
And that is why we're gonna need some cool threads.
They sneak in and split up, hiding behind the warehouse-style display units at the Barking Basement store. Max snares a pair of mirrored sunglasses from a rack. Oversized, they slide from his face. His tall bunny friend nonchalantly steals a tambourine and pops it into a plastic carrier bag. His rotund friend spies a child's bunny outfit. Max spies a row of children's black leather jackets hanging on a rail. He leaps up and hangs from one of the jackets. The freestanding rail swings violently and falls on the floor, on top of Max.
Oh, what happened here? I'm gonna bend someone's ear when I find out who did this.
She kicks Max against a wall.
Kids, leaving their stupid toys around.
Max uses the sticky hand to snag a solitary jacket left on the floor. He joins his friends.
Got everything?
Hmm?
Okay, we go on three. One,
three!
His friends knock Max flying as they run from the store. The shop assistant spies him.
What do you think this is? Easter?
Huh?
She chases him, trying to swat him with a floor mop. He runs empty-handed from the store.
Run! AC!
Max finds his friends in a scrap of park by a graffitied underpass. Another rabbit flies a remote-controlled plane. Max scowls as he regards his friends, pulling a rabbit costume from one of their bags.
Yo, what did you get?
Check it out.
Yo, what was that hanging me out to dry?
What are you even talking about? That was way funny.
Man, I had my paws on a wicked cool leather jacket.
Check it out. You can wear this in your tryout.
What is up with you?
He holds a pink princess dress.
Can I have it?
And what do we get in return, huh?
You want this?
The young bunny holds up a missing tooth comb, then rummages out a bag and pulls out a stick of gum.
Or this?
What is that?
He pulls out a book.
The Rabbit School.
That old fairy tale book?
Hey, you guys are mean.
Notice how their eyes all shine learning to paint the shells
so
fun.
Give it back to me.
If you fail, this may sound funny. You'll never be an Easter bunny.
Give me it. I would so like to go to the Rabbit School.
Seriously? You don't really believe it exists, do you?
Of course I do. Now give me that.
My pleasure.
Hey!
He throws the book on a high concrete block.
Ear bump.
Awesome throw, bro.
Max uses the sticky hand to retrieve it.
It's cool.
Thank you.
His friends mock him.
What's up here? It's just a little girl, man.
I thought you wanted to be a Shockwave Rabbit.
Yo-like, they don't want any wimps.
The red plane flies towards them. Ron and AC dive out of the way. Max leaps onto it and careers around the small area, controlled by the bunny.
What's he up to now?
Hey, make back a banana and split!
And who's a wimp now? Take it up a notch!
You asked for it.
The plane circles the tiny park.
Oh,
for sure! Gonna be a shockwave rabbit! Gonna be a shockwave rabbit!
The young rabbit loses control of the plane.
You gotta get him down from up there!
He's too far away! I totally lost that signal!
You gotta be kidding! Oh, man!
As the plane swerves around a mirror glass building, Max marvels at his reflection.
Whoa!
The plane soars over the city and out towards the forested countryside. The urban grittiness of the grey inner-city buildings give way to a more rural area.
That is way high!
Deep in the forest is a ramshackled lean-to cabin. Inside, Mother Fox is watching an antiquated television as she embroiders a fox on a piece of cloth.
The following message is addressed to all parents of young children. This is a special alert. Something treacherous and extremely dangerous is spreading around the world. The fox tapeworm. Refrain from picking wild berries and beware of low-hanging straw.
She switches channels. She throws her remote at the set.
Do not feed or pet foxes. There is an acute rabies alarm.
She thumps the TV.
Hey, that must have been the Easter rabbit. Oh, yeah, I love the Easter bunny.
Infuriated, she throws the TV on the ground.
Rabbits are always the good ones, just because they got the golden egg. And who loves us?
She kicks the TV and the screen turns black. She hears cries for help and stomps out of the house. Max's plane gets snagged in tree branches and plummets. She gleefully rubs her hands.
Hey, Mom! Guess what? We just discovered...
Yep, a flying Easter rabbit.
Ferdinand and his bumbling brothers watch Max's descent.
Self-propelled machine! An LS-99!
Enough of the yakking!
No.
Ferdinand points instructions. The plane swoops low and knocks them over. Dangling Max scrambles back on top of the plane as it flies away from the foxes.
Quick, Gawkin, and get after him!
They comply. The wings on Max's plane shear off tree branches as it zigzags low through the forest.
No! Pause off!
Bruno and Lawrence fight over who should grab the tail wing. Plump Bruno snags the plane with a stick. As it flies free, he accidentally hits Lawrence, and a fight ensues. Ferdinand uses a stick to pole vault after Max and slams into the leafy perimeter of Rabbit School. Max flies over and into the school grounds.
Rule number 15. With a paintbrush strong and straight, the Easter eggs we decorate. So, now we... May I have your attention?
Max distracts them.
Silence!
But Grandpa, it's not us.
Well, oh sweet carrot! What in the world is that?
The erratically flying plane knocks into the Easter egg weather vane, heads towards the bulrush-surrounded bathing pool, and the screen fades to black. Max blinks to consciousness to find Emmy gazing at him with concern.
Hello? Are you still alive?
An angel... Must be in rabbit heaven.
I'm Emmy.
You? Max.
She helps him to his feet.
What's the deal with the clothes? Where in the world am I?
Oh, my child. Good thing you didn't get hurt.
Max stares past Mr. Fritz.
Is that, like, supposed to be the rabbit school? No way. Mm. You guys are for real?
Beg your pardon?
Hey, of course we're for real.
What? Don't you know the book?
Load it up, they hit the trail. All you see is the bunny tail.
You're right.
You see the bunny tail? No way! Get out of town! No one will buy this in the city. Let me see your little bunny tail.
Anton steps angrily back from Max. The others flock around him.
You've just had quite a long journey. Then to pep you up, we'll get you a nice glass of carrot juice.
Meh. Carrots, no thanks, man. When I get home, I'll chuck a soda.
You wish to return right away?
Mom.
Of course! I'm not a country bumpkin.
Do you need any help, perhaps?
Nah. This is modern technology. Turbo things, you know? Just need that expert touch. Just go do your egg thingy, whatever.
Very well. As you wish. Let us return to our lessons.
They leave Ernie with Max and his broken plane.
Didn't you hear what he said? So let's go. Now.
As he ponders how to fix the plane, Emmy emerges from her hiding place in the reeds.
May I fly a bit with you before you go?
You? Of course, sure. Let me get it ready for takeoff.
He pulls the plane's tail, it breaks off.
Oh, sweet carrot. And how will you get back to the city?
Max pulls at the locked, heavy wooden gate in the school's perimeter hedge. A white fence holds back the hedge.
I already told you, you can't get out through here.
You're all locked up in here?
We're protecting ourselves from the foxes.
You're afraid of a bunch of trash chompers? Pah! Yo, I took him down without blinking an eye! Pah!
He kicks the white fence, it lists, and roses fall free of their restraint.
So, I don't believe that.
She fixes the fence.
Don't you know the rule? Getting past the fox so clever can only Easter rabbits ever.
Huh? That's ridiculous. Yo, you don't know city rabbits.
Show off.
She stomps away.
Huh? Wait a minute. Who has the key to the gate?
Alone? By foot? I can't allow that. The foxes are lying in wait. Someone must take you there. But there is no time for that till after Easter, I'd say.
After Easter? But I want to go home now.
Impossible. But if you like, we could let your parents know via carrier pigeon.
I don't have, like, parents anymore. All the same, I gotta go back.
Why don't you find yourself a place in the dormitory? Our lessons begin at 8 o'clock. I'm sure Emmy can tell you the rules of the school.
Dormitory? Rules? Yo, not with me.
He tries to snag the door key dangling from Mr. Fritz's waistband, but is intercepted by Madame Hermione. She holds the key tantalizingly out of Max's reach.
You nearly lost this year.
Thank you. Well, I'll never.
And who was that?
Madame Hermione, our master trainer.
How did you get my key again?
Never mind.
She sees all and knows all.
And the day had started out so well.
The foxes are at home.
The golden egg? Right here in front of our snouts. And you only just found it? You're a disgrace for your mother. But you can change all that.
But,
get me that golden egg and then... Once again, we'll be Easter foxes. That'll be the end of those cutesy, cuddly Easter rabbits.
Mother Fox pins her embroidered fox, with its basket of Easter eggs on its back, to the wall with a knife. Ferdinand is deep in thought. As the other rabbits in the dormitory sleep, Max stares out of the window. He regards the shockwave rabbit token clasped in his paw, then stares back out. In the soft blue light of night, the secluded rabbit school is camouflaged by greenery growing on the roof of the buildings and the height of the trees surrounding it. A rosy red morning dawns, and pale-furred Madame Hermione, dressed in her usual purple clothes with lilac scarf, breathes in the morning air. She glances at a bed of carrots.
Let's see what we have here.
She randomly rips one from the ground. Her serene expression rapidly fades to one of horror at the monstrous-shaped carrot she's pulled up.
A fox head? Oh, no!
In the dormitory, all the beds are neatly made up, except for Max's. Fully clothed, he's snoring in his, an arm dangling over the edge, face planted against his pillow. Emmy arrives at his bedside and smiles down at him.
Hey, sleepyhead, time to get up.
She tugs at his ear. He leaps out of bed. A spring pops out of the mattress. She stares under the bed.
Oh, man. I'm still here? I was hoping that was just a nightmare.
A nightmare? No way. It is absolutely beautiful here. You'll see soon enough.
She walks away and into a hallway. Max sleepily follows. Emmy is almost at the front door when the emerging rooster on the clock face of a grandfather clock startles him.
What? 6 o'clock? I'm usually going to bed at this time, dude.
There's a key hanging on the inside of the door that opens.
What's hanging up there?
Nothing.
It looked like a key.
And even if it was, we have to go.
Max tries climbing up the clock.
Please come down, you're gonna get in trouble. Yes, you're right, that is a spare key to the gate. But the rooster will crow if you open up his door.
Max slides to the floor.
I guess there's no need to worry about you opening the door.
And it crows every hour on the hour?
Come on, I think I know just what you need.
A breakfast croissant and a hot chocolate with extra whipped cream on top.
He follows Emmy out into the sunshine. The rest of the bunnies are doing Tai Chi with Madame Hermione.
Breathe together.
Huh? Exercise?
Morning sport when bright and sunny makes a nimble Easter bunny. Rule number 10.
No, thanks. Without a hot shower in the morning, I ain't worth diddly squat.
Louise turns to Emmy.
A hot shower? What does he mean by that?
The bunnies walk in their underwear to the bathing pool. Max is horrified to find them dipping their hairbrushes in the water and using them to tie to their ear fur. Others scoop up handfuls of water to wash their faces or sit on boulders and brush their teeth.
Don't you have, like, electricity around here? Like those little things in the wall for light and frogs? And warm water?
Ha! Who needs it?
Anton tips a bucket of cold water over his head.
Talk about peculiar.
Max sits by Emmy.
Water's overrated anyway.
He sprays his underarms with deodorant.
And just what is that?
This? It's, spring flowers?
She plucks a crocus and shows it to him.
No, this is a spring flower.
She inhales its scent.
It's like being on the far side of the moon here.
Anton clowns around for the others. Madame Hermione shows Mr. Fritz the carrot.
A fox head? You mean Easter is in danger?
That is how it looks.
Oh, then we must warn all the students.
We should keep the carrot oracle to ourselves for now. Fear is a poor advisor.
But what should we do,
Be very mindful.
She's fashioned an egg out of stones and tips them on the ground.
And have faith in our inner strength.
You'll hear about the fox who's mean, how he traps you unforeseen. He hides in forest and in field, a ghastly presence he does wield. Strax can help us rabbits flee, but we must know them properly.
He peers myopically at the kids.
Me, pick me. I know it as well.
Oops, it is.
I got it. I know it.
Louise.
A badger, a skunk, and a fox.
Correct. Very good.
And what is this one here? Correct. Sneaker with a rubber sole. It's clearly a city rabbit.
Put your foot down, Max. And furthermore, rule number 24?
To give an answer, it's the law. We must learn to raise our paw.
You'll learn that in time.
Mr. Fritz puts a board on the easel.
The arrow shows the direction of the wind. Where should you run, so that the fox can't smell you?
I know.
Anton!
Max uses his sticky hand to reposition the rabbit.
Finished, teacher, sir.
Mr. Fritz is polishing his glasses. Anton's unaware of the change.
But that's not right, Anton.
What do you mean? But you'll learn that in time, Anton. All that stuff you're learning is just a bunch of hot air. If you see a fox, a zig and a zag, turbocharge, and you're gone. Piece of cake.
He runs, falls, and gets stuck in a bush.
Do you guys have sports in the city?
Of course we do. Poodle riding, flying. Cool stuff, you know? But not lame-o sports like... Oh! Dude.
He stares at a raised obstacle course comprising of a spinning log floor, swinging bags of sand, and other moving items that Anton expertly dodges.
This is very practice for the Easter rabbit examination.
Whoa, that is like way...
That is cool, right?
Well, not bad.
As Anton negotiates the various obstacles, eggs are fired across him. He snags them from the air and pops them into the basket on his back. He swings on hanging rings across a multitude of rapidly swaying fox cutouts. He lands on rotating circular pads and dodges oncoming metal squares intent on knocking him off. He hot-foots it over a rolling log, drops down a short slide to exit, with his basket full of eggs.
Pay attention! Now we get to see the best trick! The Disappearius!
Anton stands in the center of various drop-off stations, holds out his arms and disappears, delivers eggs to each station, then reappears.
That's a big part of how you hide the eggs. Wow, amazing! He managed 6 earlongs!
Anton composes himself, then collects his eggs back.
I can make it to 4 earlongs.
Really? Then show me real quick how you do it. With that, I could be, like, way super fast.
Real quick? The Disappearius needs a whole lot of practice.
Anton sprays mud in Max's face.
Well, in time, I'll learn how to land, too.
Miffed Max notices the time on the clock tower.
Listen up, people. I've wasted enough time here. Have fun in your little rabbit pen.
In the hallway leading from the dormitory, the clock strikes 12. With each opening door as the rooster crows, Max tries snagging the key with his sticky hand.
Where did I put my glasses this time?
Max hides beside a chest. With his glasses on his head, absent-minded Mr. Fritz stares up at the grandfather clock and searches the pockets of his frock coat. The glasses fall to the ground. He stoops to pick them up. Max slings his sticky hand at the opening door and snaps the key.
And there we found them once again.
He leaves. Max throws and catches the key in his paw.
Yeah.
In a high watchtower, Madame Hermione uses a large telescope to check on the Wily Fox family in the forest.
What's all this smoke? What sly plan are you concocting this time?
She checks on Ferdinand and then spies Max walking along a path through the forest towards the fox.
Oh, my rotten carrots.
Max glances this way and that.
The motor running this morning. Now just get the rest off.
Yeah. I always gotta be doing the dirty work. Zoe Bruno got it.
As his brother cleans the chainsaw, Ferdinand glances around, sensing Max. Sighing with relief as Ferdinand goes back to instructing the cleaning of the chainsaw, Max steps into a rope trap and is pulled up into the trees. Hanging upside down, his shockwave token falls to the ground.
Yes, got something in the trap.
I knew it worked.
Well, what do we have here? A tasty Easter surprise. I think Maul's gonna be real happy.
No, you're mistaken, because I'm not edible, you see? Contaminated with pollution and heavy metals. I don't think your mother would enjoy that much. Please, don't hurt me. You can have anything you want. My slimy hand, my mouthwash.
You could really use some of that.
Excuse me, you young lads. Is this the way to the rabbit school?
No, but it's the way to Maul's stew.
Bruno sent flying backwards. He bowls Ferdinand over.
Bruno!
Madame Hermione cuts Max free.
Madame Hermione.
Are you naked folks breaking already?
No, get away, hide.
Madame Hermione leads Lawrence away from Max.
You're faster than a...
He sweeps a paw at her. She disappears. He steps into one of his own rope traps. Madame Hermione reappears by Max.
I think they're escaping.
Leaving Lawrence dangling, the two foxes race after the fleeing rabbits, who near the safety of the rabbit school entrance. They just make it in time. Bruno stands up against the closing door and slides down it. Max leans on his knees and pants.
The foxes. Traps. Traps everywhere.
He just ran into the forest.
Is he insane?
And you left the gate open. You jeopardized the lives of all the rabbits who live here. What? How did you even get the key anyway?
Max glances at Emmy.
I told you that it's forbidden to take the key.
I am going to have a word with you.
Max is left with Madame Hermione.
Oh, those foxes are scary. What a jerk.
He's so just stupid. A city rabbit.
All been in danger. You should know better.
Thank you that you rescued me. I mean, it's not a given.
Oh, is that what you think?
She walks away. Max slams down on his bed, beside the rent in his mattress, trainers dangling off the edge. He stares at the ceiling.
What a drag.
He searches his pockets for his shockwave button, then sits bolt upright.
The leader button!
He crawls under the duvet, patting his mattress.
I lost my ticket for the gang tryout!
He looks under the mattress.
Oh no!
Mattress on the floor, he checks every inch of the bed frame, pulls drawers from a bedside cabinet.
But I can't get out of here anyway. Not a chance.
He throws his pillow at the poster of an Easter rabbit on the wall. It inspires him.
Maybe there is.
Madame Hermione is at the Easter obstacle course.
You want to become an Easter rabbit? In my master class, I only accept students who've been training for years.
It can't be that difficult.
As she tests the machine out, Max leaps onto it and runs up the rolling log floor as she watches.
Take a look. Piece of cake. It's easy.
He's swept from the obstacle course by a swinging sandbag and lands face first in the dirt.
And most importantly, the path of an Easter rabbit begins with an inner journey.
She turns the machine off and walks away. Max turns to watch Emmy collecting Easter eggs from the disappearer station. He bounds over to her.
Emmy! Can you practice with me? The disappearious and all?
No, I cannot. Look, I have to polish all of them. It is punishment, because of you.
I'm really sorry, but it was just because I want to go home.
In any case, you're never going to be an Easter rabbit, because you only think of yourself. You don't care about anything else.
Huh? No, but there are great things waiting for me in the city. Huh? What is that? Is that the foxes?
What's going on?
What's happening?
The others join them. On the other side of the thick growing boundary, Bruno is wielding his chainsaw and hacking away at the twisted rose branches.
Don't worry, children. The hedge will keep us safe. No one's ever gotten through.
Duh. They've got a chainsaw. It's not going to be a problem to get in here.
Don't be afraid. No one has ever made it in here.
What are you waiting for? We have to do something.
The chainsaw gets stuck on the thick and gnarly branches. Bruno tries to wrestle it free. The scared rabbits leap into the bushes to hide. Bruno's chainsaw starts to overheat.
Oh, hi, Bruno! No!
Ferdinand tries unsuccessfully to stop Bruno manically hacking at the hedge. Suddenly, a burst of black smoke appears. The young bunnies come out of their hiding places.
You blockhead!
Damn snakes!
But Ma was a good
friend. Well, it didn't work, Einstein. Get your butts home, you misfits!
You see? Our hedge held.
What?
Inscrutable Madame Hermione watches Max stomp angrily away. Later, the rabbits sit round a large, alfresco dining table drinking tea.
What were the foxes trying to do? They never did anything like that before.
I would say it's all his fault. He's the one who annoyed the foxes.
They stare accusingly at Max.
Max?
No, it has nothing to do with Max.
What?
The Oracle of the Carrot predicted it. The foxes are a menace to Easter this year.
What? And that means, starting now, together, we must be particularly attentive.
Huh? No more, no less? Just wait around and munch on carrots? With an attitude like that in the city, dude, you'd, like, bite the dust.
Madame Hermione ponders on his words. Later, in the dormitory, Emmy wakes Max.
Max?
Huh?
Get me the key to the gate, please.
What? Hey, that's against your rules.
Psst.
Huh?
They glance at Anton, tossing and turning in his sleep.
I want to find out what the foxes are planning.
That is totally kamikaze, man.
But we have to do something. You said so yourself. And besides, you owe me a favor.
Now outside the school, Emmy glances back at Max and sniffs the air.
The wind is all right. I can make it to the foxes' house without them smelling me.
Okay, I'm coming along.
What?
City rule number 4. If you have a real good buddy, stick with her through thick and muddy.
Sounds very convincing.
In the sacred hall of the egg, Madame Hermione realizes the carrot oracle is actually the stylized rabbit logo on Max's t-shirt.
Max?
Max and Emmy creep through the forest to the fox's house. He starts nervously at every sound. Emmy leads them confidently forwards, but she too is startled by a creature scampering up a tree trunk. They spy the fox house straight ahead, with a rickety workshop beside it. Glancing nervously at one another, they tiptoe towards the house and crouch underneath a window.
Be careful.
They peer in. Lawrence is reading a comic.
This is for the Easter basket.
Mother Fox is cooking and hits Bruno over the head with her ladle.
Hey.
Ferdinand is sat at the table drawing.
What are they up to inside there?
Max uses his sticky hand to open the window.
How come we don't ever get tasty stuff like that, Ma?
Do you really think human children like glazed worm and fried spider?
Course they do! They'll be thrilled! Easter eggs every year is as dull as dishwater!
If that's what you reckon.
The wind direction changes.
What are they talking about?
No idea.
Bruno becomes aware of them. He gets to his feet. Lawrence sniffs the air too.
Something smells here.
That's right. It's coming from outside.
Oh, no. Let's run.
Where are the tires he had?
The rabbits hide behind a sheet on the washing line. Spying their silhouette behind the sheet, Bruno and Lawrence advance.
Smells yummy.
Behind the sheet are a couple of jugs filled with kitchen equipment.
Oh, did a horn.
Gotta be here somewhere.
The rabbits are hiding behind the workshop.
I think we have to get out of here.
We'll never make it.
The sniffing fox is near them.
You look there.
Wait a sec.
Max sprays Emmy, then himself with deodorant. As the foxes peer around their hiding place, the rabbits cower against it.
Sweet! That there ain't rabbit. That smells
like spring flowers.
Golly darn, I would have loved a rabbit.
Forget it. First, fetch me that golden egg. Then, you can catch as many rabbits as you want.
The foxes discovered the golden egg! Oh!
Let us post guards day and night and cover up the sacred hall of the egg. We can't let them get the golden egg! And regarding you, my little friend, it's bad enough that you ran into the forest again, but this time around you dragged Emmy with you on top of it.
But my dear grandpa, Maxis came with me to help.
If that is the case, then go mend baskets, the both of you.
There's no time for that. Max, you and I will meet at sunrise underneath the weeping willows.
Madame Hermione strides away.
Wow, Max is in the Easter rabbit training now.
Really? Is that true?
Yeah! Woohoo!
And what about me?
Emmy, please. Remember Rule 23. You're too small.
You and all your stupid rules. If it wasn't for Emmy, you still wouldn't know what's going on. She's courageous and brave and...
It's okay, Max. It is the way it is.
She walks despondently away, with her grandfather patting her head. Next morning, Max meets Madame Hermione.
Can we start with the Disappearius? Can we? Come on, can we?
One who aspires to fly must grow strong roots.
What was that?
She steps forwards.
I already know how to fly. Whoa!
Very well, then it shouldn't be difficult to build a great egg of all those stones.
What?
She indicates a stone pit.
I don't want to have to build an egg. I want to start training.
She smiles enigmatically and then walks away, paws behind her back.
A stone egg? How stupid is that?
Mother Fox is rocking on her chair outside her rickety house. Her boys file past her.
If your new plan don't work, you're getting a whooping.
Oh, I think it'll work, Mama. I computed it all in my head. You think you'll be finished with those baskets by Easter?
Of course I will. Oh, it'll be wonderful. Children will sing gospels to praise us, to pet us, and feed us, and
One of the thin branches she's making the basket with circles around her neck, almost choking her. Mr. Fritz and Madame Hermione are at the watchtower, keeping the telescope trained on the forest and the foxes, who are chopping down trees.
What are they up to now?
Well, at least we know they are up to something. But the students are quite diligent. What a pleasure to see this.
He stares down at flummoxed Max in the stone pit.
But you really think that rascal Max can help us?
Be patient. Yes, Fritz? Be patient.
Max clutches a small pile of stones to him and tries to grab another with his foot. It slips out of reach. He carefully backs away from his precious pile.
Just hold still.
He turns his back on his pile of stones to pick up another. They fall apart. He spies a stick. He picks it up.
Exactly. That's it.
The blue sky of morning becomes the pink sky of dusk. Max presents his creation to Madame Hermione.
Ta-da!
Very good idea. And now, once more, without the sticks.
She kicks the supporting sticks away. The stones fall apart.
And how is this supposed to work?
Look upon the rocks as if they were a community. Everyone must find a place where they're supported and can give support at the same time.
But look at all these rocks. How can I ever find the right one?
Try starting with this one. If you look really closely, you'll know which two fit together.
Yeah, well, now I...
He tumbles over his two base stones.
Know what I have to pay attention to.
He has heightened awareness of the stones around him and he starts to build the egg using stones that seem to belong to one another. He tries some out and discards others. Some combinations fail. As his confidence grows, so does his egg, until a misplaced stone causes it to tumble once more. The sun starts to set over the tree line. The sky darkens to a majestic magenta. He smiles as a quick placing of stones holds for a moment, then falls to the ground. He glances at the sky, now dark red. He works by night, a lantern strapped to his beanie-hatted head. Wearily, he pushes a wheelbarrow filled with stones across the ground and tips them out. They make a pile beside the non-existent stone egg. Weary to the bone, he falls onto the pile and cuddles up to them fast asleep. He rudely awakes the next morning on his back. He gets up and watches the other rabbits pulling great branches of trees towards and over the glass dome of the sacred hall of the egg.
This is where you hide the golden egg? Could I see it, please?
Outsiders aren't allowed to see it.
Max is one of us now.
She takes him by the hand and leads him into the main chamber. A shaft of light hits the egg.
Is that real gold?
Enchanted, Max reaches out to touch it. Emmy stops him.
Don't touch it. Every year, new gold leaves are added for every new Easter rabbit and new leaf.
So the egg grows bigger every year?
And stronger. Madame Hermione says the egg gives us strength for the Disappearius and against the foxes. If the foxes were to steal the egg, then there wouldn't be any more Easter rabbits, and Easter would be a thing of the past.
Foxes aren't really interested in giving at all.
Max reaches out and gently touches the egg. It glows underneath his paw.
They will not get the egg.
Max races back to the stone pit. Without hesitation, he selects stone after stone, and the walls of the stone egg rise.
And this one? Whoa.
A toppling column becomes an arch that he can easily fill.
And this? Huh?
He places a tiny stone under another, securing it in place. The wheelbarrow he pushes tips, and stones fly through the air to take their place as part of the egg wall that's getting as big as he is. He juggles three stones, casually throws them at the egg. They fit perfectly. He builds through all weather conditions, rain and shine, day and night. The light of his lantern flits around the stone pit like a firefly. Early morning at the wash pool, Ernie points at Max. Anton shades his eyes with his paw as he stares.
Whoa, he's almost finished!
Max tries to put the last stone on the top of the egg.
Doubt it. He'll never get the top done.
Max fails again to fill the hole at the top of the egg.
I believe that needs some expert touch. And?
Emmy leaps over the egg and puts two stones in place.
Wow!
And now you.
Okay.
He leaps and successfully places two stones in place.
Yes!
Keep going.
He continues to close the top hole.
Bingo!
Madame Hermione walks towards him as he finishes.
Finished?
Yeah, I guess so.
Let's see what we have here.
She repeatedly tries to push it over. He stops her. She leaps over the top, but Max is there to twist her out of harm's way.
Well now, there we go.
Told you.
At the training obstacle course, a basket is on Max's back.
From now on, Max will train with the rest of you.
This is great, Max!
Congrats!
Max.
That's awesome, Max!
Great news, Max!
I'm so excited!
Anton starts it up.
Crank her up! All eyes here! Maybe you can learn a thing or two!
Oh, careful, Max!
Max smiles at Ernie. He dodges wooden cutouts of moving bushes, but is hit by a swinging sandbag. He swings round the outside of the course. Bad sport Anton chuckles, and Madame Hermione glances askance at him. An egg fired at the course hits Anton on the head. She stifles giggles behind her paw. Max leaps onto the post where the eggs are fired from and catches one. He puts it in his basket. He springs across on the hanging rings with the cutout foxes rotating underneath. He makes it onto the rotating circular pads and proudly holds up an egg, only to be swept off the course by a square of metal. He lands with his face in the dirt, and the egg he's collected rolls out of his basket and lands by his nose. He pushes himself upright.
Wonderful!
You got it!
You did it!
Impressive!
Awesome! Oh. You did it!
Hey, right. Now they disappear, yes, right? Is there a kind of trick I should know?
Close your eyes, forget yourself, and become one with the assignment.
She disappears and reappears beside him.
Huh? Easter rabbits are selfless. We want to bring joy.
I see what you mean. Let me try it.
Trying as hard as he can, he fails to disappear. Anton smirks at Max's failure.
Yeah!
Max continues to try. Madame Hermione approaches Anton.
Would you like to show Max how it's done?
Sure, of course.
He smugly takes Max's place and stretches out his arms. Smiling confidently, he expects to disappear, but to his dismay, he remains visible.
Huh?
You see? He was only thinking of himself, too.
I'm afraid I woke up with my paws on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
He walks away. Later that night, Max and Emmy patrol the hedge.
That disappearious thing. You think I'll learn how to do it by Easter?
If not, just do it next year. With me.
No can do. By Easter Sunday, I definitely gotta be back.
But why is that?
Because I can join this, like, awesome wicked gang, you know?
What is that? A gang?
It's really cool people who do awesome stuff together, and they, like, way stick up for each other.
Ah, so you mean like Easter rabbits?
Well, a bit like that, yeah.
Have you seen anything suspicious?
No. All's quiet.
But still, what's the point of all this? There's just a few of us here, and we're supposed to patrol this long hedge? It's ridiculous.
That's the way we do things here, young rabbit.
Well, what would you do differently?
Well, I guess in the city, we would, we'd think of something. We would...
He stares at the fireflies surrounding them.
Hey, that's it. We can build an alarm system.
He connects two wires to the crashed plane's battery.
This here is an electric circuit.
He holds a wire in each paw.
And if you close it, then...
The sound of the horn as the wires connect startled the rabbits.
Pretty cool, huh? Now all we have to do is stretch a line through the whole hedge that transmits the movement when someone tries to get in.
Wow! Great!
Let me get some line, so we can start right away.
Now? What about school rule number 10? Out training every morning.
Learn the rules so that you're aware of when you need to break them.
Rabbits on tall ladders cut back the thick hedge.
Here! Catch it!
A wire's thrown up. Mr. Fritz walks along the hedge, inspecting the work.
You're moving along quite nicely.
Emmy's up a ladder, snipping away.
Here, Emmy, this is for you.
Wait a sec.
She lassoes Max's sticky hand downwards. It hits her grandfather and pulls his glasses off. Max sends them flying back, planting them on the back of the old man's head as he turns.
Where's the map? Bingo! How can my glasses be gone again?
Now up the ladder, Max throws the sticky hand. The glasses are pulled round the old rabbit's head and placed on the bridge of his nose.
There they are. I think I might have been wrong about you, Max. You just may turn into a wonderful Easter rabbit.
Thanks. Max, a great Easter rabbit? I've had enough of this.
Anton angrily kicks a stone in the direction of Max's stone egg.
Hey, Max, could you help me over there by the rocks?
Me? Yeah, why not?
You're not really going to...
See to it that he sprains his ankle? There's nothing wrong with that. Unless, of course, you're training for the Easter rabbit examination.
Max follows Anton over to a section of the hedge that has rocks on the ground. Anton sets the ladder up.
So, here we are.
Max closes his eyes, trying to disappear. Anton puts a stone under one leg of the ladder to make it wobbly.
How long did you have to practice a disappearance in order to do it?
You up top, I'll be here.
Okay.
Anton takes his hands from the ladder.
I absolutely have to get that down before you...
The falling ladder pins Anton to the ground. Max hangs from a vine.
Heads up, Anton!
Noticing the shears falling straight for Anton's face, Max jumps down and grabs the shears.
Oh, boy, that was way close.
Sorry, huh?
Max pulls the ladder from a chastened Anton.
Everything all right?
Of course. Just a silly little accident. Everything's fine.
He helps Anton to his feet.
Thanks.
Anton gratefully shakes his paw. Next morning, the bunnies wash. Max stares at his deodorant, puts it away, strips down to his underwear, and dives into the pool. The others soon follow.
Cannonball! Splish, splash! Emmy's taking a bath!
Oh, yeah? Well, then, cannonball!
A cannonball to start the day is a lot of fun and healthy. Get to it, hop in quick, jump in the creek, bathe and trick.
Splishy, splashy,
splashy,
falling, cute,
it's all
cool.
This is how
we start the day with a bunny cooling water
spray. After having fun in the water, they hasten to their glasses.
Children, what is rule number 50?
With the paintbrush strong and straight, the Easter eggs we decorate.
That may be true, but it's way faster without a brush.
Well, you just can't.
Max spray paints his egg.
Wow, that is so pretty.
Anton steps up.
Could I also perhaps try it?
Of course.
Emmy elbows Ernie.
Great, thanks.
Later in the dormitory, Max is unable to sleep. He turns to face Emmy in the bed next to his.
Hey, Emmy, tell me.
What's that?
Have you ever wished for something, and then all of a sudden, you weren't sure if you really wanted it?
No. I always wanted to be an Easter Bunny, ever since when I saw the golden egg the first time.
She turns to regard him. The alarm sounds, lights flash, the room erupts, and they all hop out of bed.
Everyone up! The fox are here!
Bruno falls off the hedge he was being catapulted over.
You calculated the wrong distance!
Impossible!
He inspects his contraption.
It was just the wrong lever, Ma. L's the one for Lawrence.
I told you!
And why did Bruno get on it?
Oh!
The rabbits join Mr. Fritz and stare at the hedge. Madame Hermione is in the watchtower.
They built a catapult!
My goodness, our hedge wasn't made for that.
Max has an idea.
Follow me!
left, Mama, for Ferdinand. What do you think I'm, stupid?
She launches Ferdinand, and he easily sails over the hedge as Max and Emmy carry a mattress out of the dormitory.
Oh, man, we're not gonna make it.
Ferdinand lands in front of Ernie. Madame Hermione appears between them in a fighting stance.
First, you have to deal with me.
You're not gonna trick me again.
He runs away. She chases him. Lawrence is next.
Can I just eat at least one little rabbit? Just for like a snack?
No way. You get me the golden egg, that's all.
He's launched over the hedge, lands on a mattress, and is thrown back. Madame Hermione appears behind, hiding Ferdinand. They watch as Bruno and Lawrence pass midair.
Hey, where are you? Oh.
Bruno is bounced back off the mattress. Mother Fox berates Lawrence.
You yelling boy, get up!
Bruno lands on top of his mother. Ferdinand leaps out at the cheering rabbits. They all race away except for Mr. Fritz and Ernie, whom Madame Hermione scoops up in her arms. Ferdinand turns and races after freeing Anton, who leads him zigzagging away. Max races back to the mattresses.
On the bed, Anton!
Hey, okay.
Anton leads Ferdinand past the school desks.
Come on!
Don't even dare thinking about coming back without that egg. Get on, help your brother.
Max and the others are hiding underneath the mattress.
Now.
They lift it up. Ferdinand bounces off it. He's launched back over the hedge. He lands on his catapult, smashing it to bits. The rabbits watch as a single tire flies up into the air and lands bouncing over the hedge and onto the lawn in front of them.
Bruno hadn't landed in the hedge and set off the alarm by doing it.
Don't backtalk me.
I can't do nothing with you all.
Oh, get your butts home. I gotta know.
Yes, we did it.
Awesome.
From the watchtower next morning, Madame Hermione watches Max trying to disappear us. He kicks a crocus in frustration.
Hermione, there's no more smoke coming from the fox's shack.
She sharpens the image in the telescope.
Very strange. I think I need to take a closer look.
Oh, just calm down, Mama.
No, I ain't!
Where are we walk to, anyway?
Out of the forest! I don't ever want to see another rabbit. When they come hopping around on Easter, I'm gonna come down with a fox band worm. I need a vacation.
Why do I always end up carrying everything?
Madame Hermione watches the foxes leave, then spies Max's lost shockwave token on the ground. She picks it up and stares at it.
The foxes have departed! Which means Issa can be enjoyed!
Max picks Emmy up and swings her around.
See? Told you so. I can handle those trash eaters any day.
Of course. Huh? You all alone.
No, we did it by walking together. Wait, Emmy!
They swarm over a red ribbon-wrapped judging stand.
Oh, Max. I found this, by the way. I assume it belongs to you.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
He glances over his shoulder as the rabbits prepare the stand for the Easter Bunny examination.
Madame Hermione, if someone already did a whole lot for Easter, could maybe the Disappearius be left out of the examination?
Mm-mm. But if his heart is with us, he will also manage the Disappearius.
Sighing, he watches her go, stares at the token, starts concentrating on the Disappearus. The vista around him changes, night falls. He's in the dormitory, still trying.
Just to the window. Come on.
He stretches his arms wide, closes his eyes and concentrates. It eludes him. Despondent, he gazes out of the window and then down at the shockwave token in his paw. He closes his fist on it. Then the front door to the dormitory opens and closes. Max tiptoes away from the building. Emmy is standing by the easel next to the school benches.
Max!
Huh? What are you doing here?
I want to check and see if maybe I've grown a bit.
Did you?
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
He pulls off his trainers.
Try putting these on. They make you a bit taller.
Thank you. And what brings you outside of this light? What? You want to go?
Well, yeah. The foxes are gone, the forest is safe. And the Disappearius is a pipe dream.
Then take the examination next year. You belong here, Max. You've become one of us now. You've become an Easter rabbit.
I'm a gang rabbit, Emmy.
But now we are your gang.
You don't get it, do you?
Then explain it to me, please.
A gang? That's like something
way bigger than all this here.
But...
She turns her back on him, feigning sniveling in order to stop him from leaving. He reaches out to comfort her, but then walks away.
Goodbye, Annie.
She throws one of his trainers at him. It hits him on the head.
Ow!
She throws the other trainer at him. He barely ducks in time. Then she races back to the dormitory. With ears drooping, he slinks away. Morning dawns over the city. Max smooches along the pavement, kicks litter out of the way, hands stuffed in the pockets of his jeans. He approaches the central reservation between the busy roads where his manhole-accessed home is.
Smell of the big city. There ain't nothing better than that.
He's enveloped in a cloud of exhaust fumes. He hops off the bonnets of several passing cars, lands on the central reservation, lifts the hatch of the manhole cover and drops into a subterranean pad. He luxuriates in a hot shower.
Finally, back home again.
He dries himself with a yellow towel, investigates the contents of his fridge, an opened yogurt and half-eaten pizza. The yogurt's turned to green mold. He rejects the smelly pot and kicks the fridge shut with his back leg. Dressed in his usual tee, he flips onto his bed and stares up at the ceiling, arms behind his head. Noticing his heightened sensitivity to sound, he stares round as a passing tube train causes his ceiling mobile, made from CDs, to sway. A pipe drips water into an upturned traffic cone. At the rabbit school, a chastened Emmy hands her grandfather the main gate key.
He left? That doesn't make sense. I thought Max wanted to be an Easter rabbit.
One who rushes often doesn't see the path.
I wonder where our examiner is, Willibald. He should have been here a while ago. Emmy, do me a favor and check the... Huh? Emmy? Emmy?
She's wandered off by herself.
Emmy!
She picks up Max's trainers and puts them on, trying them out for size and comfort. She stands on tiptoe. Max returns to the small park beside the underpass. A remote car whizzes past.
Thought you were, like, extinct.
Max! Yo, did someone snatch your kicks? Where were you all this time?
You don't want to know.
That bad?
Yo, badder.
In the meantime, we found out what you're gonna have to do tomorrow to impress the Shockwave rabbits.
Really?
You got them with the Easter baskets on the square in front of City Hall.
Whoever steals the most eggs and goodies is in.
Piece of cake for you, right?
Si, claro.
Rumbo.
Ferdinand's hat falls out of a bag.
Where did you get this?
Trade. This morning, it was wicked spooky. A full freaky old fox mother with her sons. But they, like, totally went bat crazy when they saw a rabbit costume.
Rabbit costume?
Yeah, one of the bros, like, tried it on, and then they went whistling Dixie back to the forest.
To the forest? Oh, sweet carrot.
Sweet carrot?
The rabbit school's in danger.
Rabbit school?
Using his newly learned parkour skills, he leaps up onto the main road.
Wow, where'd he learn that?
Cool.
Disguised as the Easter egg prowess examiner, Ferdinand knocks on the rabbit school gate. With his glasses on his forehead, Mr. Fritz peers myopically at him.
We were expecting Willibald to be the examiner.
Yes, Willibald is sick. I'm his replacement, though I'm a bit sick myself. Bit of a cold, Fred. Reinhardt's my name. Carrot's my game.
Did you have a safe journey, Reinhardt? We've been having quite a bit of trouble with the foxes of late.
Don't say. Then I better lock up the gate right away.
The fox takes the key and pretends to lock the door.
Yes,
Then we can start straight away.
Of course.
Mother Fox has kidnapped Willibald weaving Easter baskets.
And you call yourself an Easter bunny examiner? We need a whole lot more. If you don't give gas, you're gonna land in Mama Fox's stew.
Help me!
Sprinting back to the rabbit school through the forest, Max hears Willibald's cries. He pulls up short and glances around. Anton's naming footprints for the examiner.
This here.
Those belong to the evil fox.
Reinhardt, a.k.a. Ferdinand, sweeps away his fox prints in the sand.
Yes, bravo. It's all right.
Then let us move on to the practical part of the exam.
Mr. Fritz gestures Reinhardt should hand over the pointing stick he's holding, not the clipboard. Reinhardt glances around, not sure where he should be.
You're supposed to be over there.
He climbs up a raised umpire seat. He spies his brothers trying to follow the map to the golden egg he's drawn for them. Their attention is distracted by all the tasty rabbits.
Those finger-licking rabbits.
Ain't happening. Gotta keep walking.
Bruno swipes Lawrence's head.
You're doing that on purpose to deny us our Easter baskets.
Just you wait. Let's see how you work once I get my stew going.
Max leaps in through the open window of the cabin and locks Mother Fox in a closet.
Open the dang dang door!
Oh.
I swear I will make a rabbit ragu out of you!
Mother Foxes are in the rabbit school. One of them is.
This guy says a rabbit. I know. Let's go. Come on.
Willibald follows Max out of the cabin.
Where is it supposed to be?
That stupid map. I can't recognize nothing. That's typical for Bruno.
Heavy Bruno falls through the window ceiling of the sacred hall and lands in front of the egg.
Wow. And that makes the rabbit strong.
We'll be putting an end to that.
Anton's the first rabbit on the Easter Rabbit training course. Reinhardt spies Max entering through the gate with the real examiner.
Stop! Max. The foxes are here!
Ferdinand scarpers.
Man. One of them's dressed up like a rabbit!
Examiner Reinhardt!
Over there!
The fox ditches his disguise.
Things are going according to plan for once. Careful with that egg. It's fragile. Now let's go to Ma.
No, the golden egg!
Don't worry, children.
Madame Hermione closes and locks the gate as the foxes try to leave with the egg. Ferdinand grabs her.
Not you again. Open up that gate right now.
Anton, catch!
She throws him the key.
Get the key! You'll never get it!
He throws the key over the hedge. Madame Hermione pushes Ferdinand away and disappears.
Now I've reached my limit.
It's rabbit season!
Ferdinand's left with the egg. A rabbit leads Lawrence on a merry dance, and the fox falls flat on his face. Bruno tries to grab the real examiner as he climbs up to his umpire seat. He knocks the fox down with his clipboard.
Hey, Fatty! Yoo-hoo!
He chases after her. Two rabbits push the blackboard on top of him. Willibald watches and makes notes.
Unbelievable.
Lawrence chases Ernie. Max throws him his spray can.
Here, Ernie! Phenomenal.
Watch out, Ernie!
Bruno lunges.
Behind you!
Don't call me fat!
He runs after Emmy, who disappears. He slams into a tree trunk. Emmy reappears beside Max and Ernie.
Yes!
Let's go, come on!
The rabbits spy on Ferdinand.
All right, Emmy and I will get him away from the gate. Then you can bring the egg to safety.
Got it, and we'll take care of the other two.
Look!
Max redirects the egg-firing funnel from the obstacle course.
Children, over here!
Lawrence and Bruno face a lineup of rabbits with Madame Hermione. The rabbits disappear, then reappear. The fox is now in the middle of a rabbit circle. Louise leaps up and pulls Bruno's ear. Two other rabbits pull on his braces, then jam the tire from the exploded catapult over his head and shoulders. Louise flying kicks Lawrence in the chest. Another rabbit hits him on the head with a stick. Louise jams a basket on his face. He grabs Bruno and starts choking his brother.
You knuckle brain!
Once free, Bruno chases Louise. The costume rabbit head held up on a stick frightens him. Madame Hermione swings down from a tree branch and kicks him flying. Lawrence comes across four young bunnies on a bent-over silver birch. They hop off. It full body hits him. Bruno comes flying, bowling him over. Easter eggs hit Ferdinand on the head.
And showtime!
Max and Emmy direct the egg launchers.
I won't be outfoxed. Good shot.
Let's go. Now.
Further right.
Ferdinand runs towards Max, who fires eggs at him.
Bullseye.
Carefully now. Everyone together.
Mr. Fritz and his group reach the abandoned golden egg. The egg thrower runs out of ammunition.
Let's get out of here now.
You fluffy here.
To the training course, Emmy.
Emmy? She's not on the list.
Watch out, Emmy.
Max jumps onto Ferdinand's back and pulls his ears.
Why, you puffy tail, Mark? Gotcha!
Help! Max! Help me!
Ferdinand grabs Emmy's foot.
Help! Max! Help!
Ferdinand is being pulled through the rolling logs. Max grabs Emmy's arms. Ferdinand pulls on her foot. The trainer comes off in his hand and is threaded through the logs. As the others carry away the golden egg, Ernie stops and stares as everyone gathers around the flattened fox.
Looks like some freshly pressed foxtail.
Wake up! They got our egg!
With the others distracted, Ferdinand grabs Ernie. He joins his brothers.
Give us the golden egg! Then you can have your runt back again!
No way! Never!
Give them the egg.
Mr. Fritz gives the golden egg, held in a net hanging from a tree branch, to Lawrence.
Thank you! And now why don't you open that gate?
Mr. Fritz unhooks the key from his belt and steps forwards.
I'll do it. Give me the key, sir.
Move it.
The shadow of Bruno and Lawrence, holding the egg in its net, reaches the wooden door first. Max walks with Ferdinand, who holds Ernie by the scruff of his neck. He keeps the key from the sly fox. The others stand nearby.
Come on, give me the key.
Not until you let go of Ernie.
They glare at each other.
All right, then at the same time.
The deal is done.
Ernie!
Emmy hugs Ernie. Ferdinand snatches the key from Max. Max gestures for everyone to stand back.
Ma'll be proud of us.
Max kicks the wooden fence at the side of the door away. The startled foxes throw the egg in the air. Anton tries to grab it, but it soars away towards Max's stone egg. Ferdinand pushes Mr. Fritz and Madame Hermione out of the way as he races after it. Max composes himself and suddenly disappears. Ferdinand reaches out to catch the falling egg. Max reappears on top of his stone egg. The action slows. Max catches the egg, lands on his back, the egg on top of him. Ferdinand collides with the stone egg and is buried under the falling stones. The screen turns black.
Max? Max?
Thank goodness. I thought I was in Rabbit Heaven again.
Yeah, right. Rabbit Heaven. It was way crazy here.
Unbelievable. You scored at least 30 earlongs. That's never been done before.
The other rabbits lift Max high. Ferdinand crawls out from under the stones. He glances across. His brothers have been tied up by Ernie, Madame Hermione, and Mr. Fritz.
I guess you guys won. You all are a really great team.
You said it.
Exactly. Max saved the day.
Leaves of a twig are dipped into a dish of molten gold. Anton applies one to the golden egg, then Louise. Emmy sighs wistfully, the melt of the gong in her hand. Mr. Fritz and Ernie sit side by side. Max turns to Madame Hermione, who nods and smiles proudly back. Max places the penultimate gold leaf on the egg. He hands the twig back to Mr. Billibolt.
Just a moment, someone's missing. Emmy, come here.
She drops the mallet and runs to him.
Congratulations, Emmy.
Thank you.
Here.
Max hands her the twig with the gold leaf attached. She gracefully applies her leaf to the egg.
Say, don't any of our old rules apply anymore around here?
Of course. Rule number one, and it is wicked cool. Together we're a rocking team, and Easter will be a turbo dream.
Ernie races across and picks up Emmy's abandoned mallet. He bangs the gong, and the reverberations cause a window in the dome of the sacred hall to fall open. Children race to find hidden eggs in the tiny recreation area Max and his friends like to frequent. The little rabbit whose book sent Max on his adventure shows his old mates her egg basket treasures.
The Easter rabbit was here.
One of his mates swats an egg.
Hey, find your own basket, man.
We hid enough for everyone.
Oh, I must be flipping. You haven't become,
an Easter rabbit? Correctamundo.
You know, being an Easter bunny is the coolest thing in the world.
If you guys want to be one, let me know. I can get you in. Now, let's torpedo the shockwave rabbits when they steal the eggs.
Max and Emmy disappear.
I can't believe.
The rabbits reappear and parkour up to street level.
Rule 1B. Egg snatchers don't stand a chance when it's us they're up against.
As they hold hands and somersault off the top rail, a single green and gold egg flies free of their basket, shining against the blue sky. The end. Further action follows mid-credits.
What do you think? That we just ain't cut out to be Easter rabbits and all.
Yippee! Then we get started the glazed worms all by ourselves!
To Ferdinand's dismay, Lawrence and Bruno start fighting on their way back to their cabin in the woods.
Being with you is my idea of fun. Only as friends I know we can reach our goal. It's number one. No matter near or far, you care for me and I care for you. And now it's time for me to tell you, you're just great. And I don't really know what else to say, but oh, sweet.